I just did my deep. I appreciate it. I want to give a shout out first and foremost to some new friends of mine. I got a new artist that's going to be in the industry soon. His name is Darrell. We got someone working on his music. His name is Chris. He's in the house. We got a new friend of mine who gave me some hot chocolate tonight. Her name is Alyssa. And we have Carmela Beso in the house. Later this evening, we're going to interview Annalisa, who had her first photo shoot with Jasmine Design and Photography. And we'll talk to her in a minute. I want to give a shout-out to Jessica Rochelle out in Virginia. She had a really interesting interview that she's going to be going on for a television program, so I hope it goes really good. Also want to talk about some of the new models that I'm going to be working with this year, Nina German, Allura, Jezebel Stacks, and Meg Monet. Also, Amaya Jules and Jerrica Lynn, both also from Fort Myers, Florida. As I mentioned, I'm going to be interviewing Annalisa in a little bit about her photo shoot, and also Carmela Beso, who is also has recently shot with Jasmine Design and Photography, and we're going to talk about a little bit about her getting started in modeling and how it's going so far. I do want to kind of mention an industry note, I guess, or a notation. A lot of stuff happens. A lot of people talk. I guess at the end of the day, I want to say that if someone says something about someone else, I think it's a professional courtesy to go ahead and discuss that with a person, to take something at face value that someone says to you and not, whether or not it's true or not, not to bring it to that person who you have a quarrel with, I don't think is right. And to hold it over them for a period of time and not say anything at all, I mean, and then say it to everybody else in the world, it's going to come back, and then to kind of play like, I don't know what's really going on out there, but to kind of, on one hand, not be cool about it, and then on the other hand, kind of wondering how people are doing, I don't think that's right. So if there's something really bad going on, be bad all the way. So you can't be half and half, because I'm not like that. And if I am like that, I'm sorry. But someone, you know, I don't really care for that, really, and it just kind of needs to be said. On that note, what I'm going to do is bring on the line Ms. Annalisa. Let me make sure I got her here. Get her on the line, talk to her a little bit. Hey, Anna, it's Chris. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Chris.
He started with a cough. Wow. Guess you have swine flu too, huh? Yesterday, Krista Elise had came in and visited, and she didn't want to get on video, which is going to be on YouTube very soon, by the way. She said she had swine flu, so she couldn't interview with me. Be sure to also definitely look at my YouTube page, youtube.com/IMTMCEO, and you'll be able to look at some of the live versions of IMTM Worldwide Radio. But tonight, Anna, you had, earlier today, you had a photo shoot with Jasmine Design and Photography. First and foremost, how did you think the photo shoot went?
Considering that it was my first photo shoot, I thought it went pretty good.
Sorry.
I also like the fact that you were there. You actually came all the way down from Tallahassee to help me out, and you were there walking me through and suggesting things, and that made it a lot more fun and easy. So,
okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. How long did we practice the night before? Because we actually did practice a little bit. What all did we do? I'll go ahead and let everybody in the world know. Go ahead and tell them.
Oh, my gosh. We stayed up late, like 2 in the morning, I think, right? I don't know. But we stayed up, and in front of my mirror, we were posing and coming up with poses and facial expressions and what to wear and stuff like that, and writing it all down and making sure that tomorrow or the next day for the photo shoot we'll have it right. So it was worth it.
All right, good. Fortunately, none of it was caught on video, so no one can ever say that I did anything that looked not right. But you did a good job. I am proud of you. You did good. Jasmine said you did very good as well. We, of course, went through all the pictures, and hopefully we will get to see them really soon. Like I said, the purpose of that shoot was to be able to submit you for some opportunities, of course, let the industry start to kind of see you as a new model in the industry. We'll get your Model Mayhem set up pretty soon as well, and I'll add you to my page, which you can see all my models at myspace.com/IMTMForever. I just added a couple of more images. Carmela Basso is on there now as well, so check her out, and we'll talk to her soon. So far, Anna, what do you think in regards to at least working with me, working with the company, knowing some of the models that I work with, what do you think in regards to 2010? Do you think it's going to be a pretty cool year?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Me and Carmela, we just started, and I think we're going to take over. We're starting off pretty good. We're doing a lot better than how other girls got started, so.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that shout. We got Chris dancing in the background here, people. That's what live is all about. Well, I want to thank you. I want to keep you on the line, make sure you keep listening and everything. We're going to talk to Carmela in a second. But thank you for the support, definitely. And I think, like I said, again, you did a really good job today. You were under a little bit of pressure, not scrutiny or anything, but definitely a little pressure to just be able to come through. And we kind of matched everything we did from the night before. And I think we did, you know, a good job of getting the shot. So, again, thank you. And just stay on the line. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right, everyone, and like I said before, we'll be getting some of her new images up on the MySpace page, myspace.com/IMTMForever, and you'll be able to get to see this Dominican-Austrian model in the flesh for the first time. Next, we're going to get to talk to Ms. Carmela Basso, who is actually live in the studio this evening, and we'll get to talk to her a little bit. Now, Carmela, you had a photo shoot not too long ago with Miss Jasmine of Jasmine Design and Photography, who is actually going to be based out of Miami real soon, people. You can go to myspace.com/jazzyscrazy. That's J-A-Z-Z-I-E-S crazy. Check her out. What did you think about your latest photo shoot with her?
My photo shoot went really, really good. I was really nervous, but since it was my second shoot, I was a lot more prepared.
Okay. Now, what was your photo shoot in particular for?
Magazine submissions.
All right. Now, before, you had some pictures already from Jasmine, and as I mentioned to you initially, is that I needed a shoot. What did you do after the fact that I told you that you needed a shoot?
I hurried up and made sure I booked Jasmine so we can get one done.
Okay. Now, basically, a day went by before I mentioned the fact that she needed a shoot. The next day, she had one booked, and the day after that, she shot. That is typically what I would prefer to happen, but it doesn't always happen because of circumstances. But she really wanted pictures. She wanted to make sure that she had an opportunity. She knew there was a deadline that was given to me by a magazine, and she made sure that she got done what needed to be done. And I don't think it's a difficult thing to, when you know that you want to do something, is to do it, especially if you are asking and asking and asking for productivity to happen. You want to be, you know, you want to go towards the people who are going to try their best to do it. And we do have a lot of people with IMTM that is always striving, no matter what the circumstances, what the obstacles are. You know, let me ask you this, Carmela. How hard is it for you to go day to day to pursue modeling with what you got going on? What do you have going on right now?
I just put up my Model Mayhem page, and I've been getting a lot of hits on my space to do possible photo shoots in the future.
Okay. Well, what I was asking is, like, what do you do in regards to, like, your day-to-day? What do you – I know you go to school, you have things of that nature. Like, tell me something about yourself.
I go to school. I go to Florida Gulf Coast University, second year. I have two jobs.
Y'all heard that, people? She has two jobs, and she goes to school, and she still finds some time in there to do a little bit of modeling. And when I say a little bit, you know, like I tell everybody, nothing is guaranteed, and there's a lot of competition out there, but at least try. And if you think you have any kind of talent, you should try and find out. Let somebody say no or yes to you. But here's somebody who has two jobs and goes to school. She got her photo shoot done. Jasmine did a great job in a brief amount of time, got it done. So there's people who I know haven't shot in a long time, and sometimes circumstances don't permit things. The economy has been crappy, but at the end of the day, do you want it to happen or do you not want it to happen? I've told some people, you know, you go to Model Mayhem, put in your zip code, there's hundreds of photographers in your area, and many of them will shoot TFP. If you don't like them, something has to happen to where you have to either get the photographers to come to you or you have to go to the photographers. And if that means you going on a road trip, like I mentioned to Miss Alyssa earlier today, road trip, four girls divided by gas and a hotel, you can go anywhere. Got to do it, you know, or if you have a man, got to do it. You know, I mean, really, I mean, at the end of the day, you pursue and you prioritize what you want. You know, do you need the Prada purse? Do you need the, you know, the shoes, whatever they are? Or, you know, you have to make that decision, because at the end of the day, somebody else less talented than you will do it, bottom line. And I stress that, and I stress that, and I stress that in 2010, that's this. The buck stops here. It's going to have to happen, because a lot of people make sacrifices, and I want to see the people who really deserve and want the opportunities to make stuff happen. Thank you, Carmela, for giving us a little bit of your time as far as that goes. I actually see another caller on the line. Let me see who this is. Hopefully this 563 number knows I'm about to put them on air. Let's see who this is. Oh, really? Hello, caller. Who might this be? Hello? Hello, caller. You're on the air. All right. Don't think I'm going to get that person on. Well, what I want to do right now is give everybody my pages. I have a lot of them, of course, but I'm going to give you a couple of pages where you can reference me at. You can check me out, of course, on my email about modeling if you want to book any of the talent, imtmworldwide@gmail.com. You can also visit my page, myspace.com/IMTMForever. You can also look at my YouTube page, youtube.com/IMTMCEO. Again, I'm actually posting live versions of the radio show on the YouTube page. I have like a dozen videos from the last couple of days from my trip to Fort Myers where, you know, I get to see, you know, Crystal Elise, of course, Carmela Besso, Annalisa, Amaya Jules. Hopefully I'll get to see her tomorrow. Jerrica Lynn, Tiffany Upshaw, maybe even Whitney, maybe even Tamar. Get to see all of them before the next couple of days pass. So definitely check out the YouTube page. Plus, I have my TV show, Are You Talented? Prove It. Check that out. I'll be looking at shooting the first new episode for 2010, hopefully within the next couple of months. I want to give a shout-out again to my group, Flying Without Wings. They provide the theme music for my TV show and also the radio show as of currently. A few of you, if you were on hold earlier, you heard one of their tracks, Ex Bialadesh. Hopefully you'll see them on a tour coming to you real soon, 2010. Again, another shout-out to Jessica Rochelle, cover model for V Blazing Magazine, other magazines, other events that she's done, Core Model DJ. She's doing a lot of big things in 2010, and hopefully you'll see her on a television program real soon. We'll see how that goes. And just everybody else in particular, you know, Krista, of course, has been with me for a long period of time. She might be moving to Miami soon, y'all, so a lot of big things about to happen for her. Dilalino out in Hawaii. Be sure to check her out, her calendar. You go to deal-lino.com. I'm going to let y'all go for now. Y'all take care. IMTN Worldwide Radio. We'll be right back.